We're looking at different regions of the world in this financial crisis that truly is global these days. Greg Mills is director of the Brenthurst Foundation in South Africa. It works for economic expansion there. Greg Mills, welcome to Day to Day. Tell me this, is the U.S. economy still seen as the most important economy in the world there in Africa, in that region?
Well, I think the U.S. economy, by its very statistics, I mean, just over 25% of the world economy, is still the most important engine of growth. I think, of course, people call into question now in Africa, as elsewhere, the U.S. economy's ability to withstand this crisis. And, of course, what this means for the twin engines of global growth, which have largely been U.S. consumers and Asian producers and Asian financiers, any change in that setup means, of course, tremendous implications for commodity producers, including many in Africa.
Many countries there are, the best of them, are emerging market economies, as they're known. So the global financial crisis, how is it different for an emerging market economy? Is this a moment of opportunity or gloom?
Well, I think there's a bit of both. I think that given that many African countries rely on commodity sales for core income, it's of great concern to them if there's any downturn in that. And we've already seen over the past couple of months significant reduction in prices on basic commodities, not just oil, but other areas too. Of course, for some, that reduction itself is a blessing because any reduction in food prices and fuel prices for most African countries is very important. Overall, I think there's a real question about the credit model that has driven the world economy, which has largely financed big infrastructure projects in Africa as well, this availability of credit and searching for opportunities, which I think may not be there, at least in the amounts that were there previously. But I think overall there is a flight generally to Africa and to emerging markets in terms of at least private equity. And I think that remains the same. But it only remains that, I think, for those African economies which continue to reform steadily.
Give me an example of some place that's working in Africa.
Rwanda, Mozambique, which has been a steady reformer over the past decade and a half, Ghana, my own country, South Africa, Lesotho, Zambia. These are all places which have done many of the difficult macroeconomic and governance reforms, which have put them in a position not only to weather the crisis better, but also to try and benefit from the inevitable flight of capital from developed markets, where they're going to be looking for bigger opportunities in those emerging markets which have carried through very substantial governance reform over the past couple of decades.
So you're actually, you've used this term, there's flight, capital flight, to some of these emerging market economies. At least some of them still are drawing investment and maybe a lot of investment.
Yeah, I think in the immediate term, there's going to be a contraction generally. I think capital is going to become far more risk-averse, and certainly we in Africa are focused on how difficult it's going to be. And I think for many African countries, they may, given that so many of them are dependent on aid. I mean, we saw in the previous financial crisis in Asia 10 years ago that aid flows to Africa dropped by as much as one-third. Now we've got donor countries to Africa who are affected directly by the crisis. Many African countries are dependent to a very great extent, up to three-quarters of government budgets in some instances, on aid flows. And they're certainly going to have to look to a plan B if these aid flows were to downturn in terms of loss of revenue, not just from aid, but, of course, from credit availability elsewhere. So I think in the immediate term, there's going to be not a lot of good news for Africa, but I think the long-term overall trend in terms of capital flows has been towards emerging markets generally. They may be more discreet about it now, certainly, but I think in the medium to longer term, the news for African markets is not all bad.
Greg Mills directs the Brenthurst Foundation in South Africa, speaking with us from Johannesburg. Greg, thank you.
Thank you very much indeed.